USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Congress has passed the debt ceiling bill and sent it to President Biden, beating the Monday deadline for default. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had this to say after the Senate voted yes on the measure last night.
We're very, very happy. Default was the giant sword hanging over America's head.
The Fiscal Responsibility Act will raise the debt limit through January 1st, 2025, and implement caps on government spending and policy changes. President Biden will deliver a national address tonight at 7 Eastern regarding the recently passed debt ceiling bill. In response to the Senate vote, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen stressed in a statement that the United States' full faith and credit should never be utilized as a negotiating tactic. The May jobs report reveals that the U.S. economy gained 339,000 jobs, exceeding expectations. Economists had forecast an increase of 190 to 195,000 non-farm jobs. This marks the 14th consecutive month of job numbers surpassing expectations. Stocks are soaring on Wall Street after that stronger-than-expected jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up nearly 700 points in afternoon trading. A recent report has revealed that former President Trump's lawyers could not find a classified document he referred to in an audio recording. CNN reports that the Justice Department acquired the recording where Trump admits to having a classified document concerning a potential Iran attack, but acknowledges the limitations on declassifying such records. Florida Governor and GOP presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis making campaign stops in South Carolina today. Speaking in Beaufort County, DeSantis promised to undo 4 years of Biden leadership.
We will reverse Biden's disastrous economic policies that are making it harder on American families. We're going to open up American energy production so that we can be energy independent.
DeSantis also said he'd close the border. This is USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Despite Congress passing a bill to suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years, America's credit rating remains at risk. Fitch Ratings, a credit rating agency, has kept the nation's AAA rating on its negative watch list and intends to decide on a possible downgrade by September's end. Fitch expressed concerns about recurrent political conflicts over the debt limit and last-minute suspensions, as a downgrade would increase the government's borrowing expenses. Fort Bragg in North Carolina has been renamed Fort Liberty in an official ceremony held today. The Department of Defense made the decision to rename the base in January following recommendations from the Naming Commission to eliminate names of military installations associated with Confederate soldiers. Volkswagen is planning to bring back its iconic VW bus to North America.
By the time we got to Woodstock.
The car maker announced on Friday that it will begin selling an electric version of the VW bus, dubbed the VW ID Buzz, and will do so beginning next year. Volkswagen has been creating buzz about the buzz since 2017. A VW bus has not been sold in North America in 2 decades. VW says an extra-long version of the ID Buzz that seats up to 7 passengers will also be available. I'm Phil Hewlett.
And Amazon is in discussions with telecom providers to potentially offer low-cost or free mobile phone services to its Prime subscribers. The aim is to provide wireless plans priced at $10 or less per month. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
She's moving to Georgia.
Jada's Podiatry Clinic's top nurse quit, leaving her business toes up.
We've got 6 procedures and 3 major surgeries in the next 2 days.
She needs a new RN who can think on their feet.
There's no way I can do all these procedures on my own.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.